This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balin Osal leaves for Kathmandu from Mustang after offering prayers at Muktinath Temple. Microfinance loan victims return home after 14-point agreement with government. Government makes 3-point commitment to ensure justice for Garima's family. And US-Canada trade talks collapse, triggering trade war. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balin Osal has left Mustang for Kathmandu today. Prime Minister Osal arrived in Mustang with his family yesterday and offered prayers at the Muktinath Temple. According to Santosh Basyal, information officer at the district police office, the Prime Minister departed for Kathmandu via the Jomsom Beni Road. People affected by microfinance loans who had been staging a sit-in at the National Human Rights Commission in Lodhpur have returned home following a 14-point agreement with the government. The agreement ended their protest, which was loans to pressure the government and rights bodies to address their problems. A total of 323 people from Japa, Morang, Serlai, Mohuthari, Sindhuli, Bara, Persan, Nawalparasi had come to Kathmandu. They were provided transportation through Saza Yatayat and left for their respective districts this morning in the presence of government officials. Meanwhile, the government has made a 3-point commitment to ensure justice for the family of 3-year-old Garima Chowdhury Bara. The commitment was made during a meeting between Home Minister Sudhan Gurung, other concerned ministers, government representatives and Garima's parents at the Ministry of Home Affairs on Saturday evening. Under the agreement, the government will review existing laws on heinous crimes and recommend new legislation within 7 days. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliament Affairs will form a 7-member committee for the task. The Ministry of Infrastructure Development will coordinate with local authorities to construct a memorial for Garima as requested by her family. The government has also agreed to allow her parents to conduct the funeral according to their customs and traditions. The agreement commits the government to addressing the family's demands and moving forward with the judicial process in the case. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Biraj Bhaktasrestha, has stressed the need to expand irrigation facilities to boost agricultural production and retain young people in the country. During an inspection of the Sunsari Morang Irrigation Project, Energy Minister Srestha said irrigation should not be limited to canal construction, but should also include programs to empower farmers. He said the ministry was studying ways to integrate irrigation and agricultural programs. According to him, the Sunsari Morang Irrigation Project contributes to more than 14 billion rupees in annual agricultural production. Energy Minister Srestha also stressed making irrigation systems more user-friendly and prioritizing nature-based solutions while developing irrigation infrastructure. The District Administration Office Kathmandu has directed privately operated hostels to fully comply with government standards within 1 month. The administration said it has intensified regular and emergency monitoring following complaints about hostel operations. Some hostels found violating the standards have been fined up to 300,000 rupees and sealed. Monitoring has found problems including excessive fees, poor infrastructure, inadequate cleanliness, low quality food and drinking water, and weak security arrangements. Complaints have also been received about drug and alcohol use and inadequate study and recreational facilities. Security officials from 4 districts of Nepal's Madhya province and adjoining districts of India have agreed to strengthen joint efforts to curb cross-border crimes. At a Nepal-India Security Officers Coordination Meeting held in Jalisore yesterday, officials agreed to increase joint border patrols and regularly exchange information, rather, on cross-border crimes. According to Mohuthari Assistant Chief District Officer Sanjay Ajay Kumar Pokhrel. The meeting discussed measures to control arms and drug trafficking, human trafficking and other border-related crimes. Senior officials from Mohotari, Sarlai and Rota districts participated in the meeting from Nepal, while district and police officials from Sitamarhi and other Indian security agencies attended from the Indian side. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. US President Donald Trump has accused Canada of seeking the benefits of being a state without actually becoming one, following the collapse of trade talks between the two countries. According to the BBC, the breakdown in negotiations has triggered new 50% US tariffs on a range of Canadian goods. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has described the tariffs as a miscalculation aimed at hurting and dividing Canada. Carney made the remarks in his first address to Canadians on Saturday, since announcing late Friday that the two countries had failed to reach a trade deal. He accused the United States of making last-minute changes that were unfair and economically damaging. Carney said Canada would respond by matching the U.S. tariffs dollar for dollar from the 8th of September. The counter-tariffs will cover products including steel, dairy goods, appliances and electronics. He said the United States and Canada are now in a trade war. Carney said Canada was retaliating reluctantly to protect its interest, adding that details of the measures would be announced in the coming days. The new U.S. tariffs will apply to around $20 billion worth of Canadian imports. The move comes after both sides accused each other of making last-minute changes to the proposed trade agreement. Iran has warned countries, including its neighbors, against joining the United States' economic war against Tehran, threatening retaliation if they do so. According to Al Jazeera, Iran's top security officer, Massoud Rezai, issued the warning on Saturday as Washington prepares to announce new sanctions that could put further pressure on Iran's economy. Speaking to Iran's state broadcaster IRIB, Reza urged countries around the world not to support the U.S. campaign against Iran. His remarks came days after U.S. President Donald Trump announced what he called the most crushing economic operation yet against Iran. Trump also warned of tremendous economic consequences for any country providing Iran with what he described as any type of lifeline. Now to general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan region. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly areas of the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in the Tarai areas of the country. Heavy rain is likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balin Rasal leaves Po Kathmandu from Mustang after offering prayers at Muktinath Temple. Microfinance loan victims return home after 14-point agreement with government. Government makes 3-point commitment to ensure justice for Garima's family. And US-Canada trade talks collapse, triggering trade war. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal 47. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.